All right, once again, wrapping up qualifying for tomorrow's Gallagher Grand Prix, joined now by Graham Rahal, driving the number 15 Code 3 Associates Honda for Rahal Letterman Lanigan Racing. Again, first pole of the season, fourth of his career, first since the Belle Isle doubleheader race one back in 2017. Just your general thoughts. I can't imagine what the team's reaction was down there to come home P1 in the for pole.
Yeah, man, it was nice. It's really good. You know, to be able to just translate what we had in practice, to make it improve through qualifying. Because frankly, the very first Q1, the car, I think we were still P2 or 3, but I was not pleased at all with the car. And even in Q2, we were P1, but it just was a terrible lap. And so that's always a good sign, you know. And it's nice to be able to. To feel that way. It's been a long, long time, since I felt, very in control, could make it happen when we needed to and put it together. So, in Q3, it was really tricky, frankly. My brake pedal was really, really long through all of qualifying, which it was this morning too, but we bled them. We thought it was going to be better, and then it just wasn't, and I locked fronts a few times in Q3 and just kind of released the pedal and hope that it stuck and it worked out. So, we got a little bit of work to do, certainly, to get better here and warm up and for the race. But it's awfully nice to be able to have the Code 3 Associates car up front and be able to go, challenge from there with some clear road ahead. We'll see how the start goes and things like that, but clear road ahead and see how it plays out.
Before we take questions, just the general range of emotions that you've had.
This.
Most importantly, there you go. Just the range of emotions you've had since May, what happened qualifying there to this point now?
Yeah, I mean, you move on from May as best you can. There's a lot of frequent reminders as of what happened, there, not only in qualifying, but, the car not running at the start of the race and things like that. But those are things that build character and, I haven't told many people this, but when I got back to my phone after May, after qualifying, the very first voicemail I had was from Al Unser Jr. And, guys like that, you see somebody like him who's been here, who's won here, but he's also seen the lows of the low. The best have been through it, and I certainly felt that was seeing his name on my phone, lifted my spirits, I think, a lot. And you come back here, and this is a totally different rodeo, but it still means a lot to be able to run up front as our team too. Christian right next to me, Jack just missing out on Q3. We've been strong here on the road course, but it's nice that it's me, not the roles reversed. And hopefully we can translate that into a heck of a good day tomorrow.
Questions for Graham Rahal, begin in the front row with Bruce.
To borrow a line from my coworker Nate Ryan, he said, this place, when you think about it, like your dad wins the Indy 500 12 days before his team owner passes away from cancer. Team nice. Penske sweeps in 94 and doesn't make the race in 95. Your situation here in May, and then you come back and do that. What is it about this place that creates that type of drama?
You could even hint, right? One year almost dies and the next year's on pole. And, that these things kind of happen around here, which is a little abnormal, obviously different from the oval to the road course. I don't know what it is about Indy, but we all talk about it as a living being and, that it kind of writes its own story. And I say it every year, it's in this large book that's gone on 100+ years now, a lot of people have had the chance to have their chapter. Some people like Elio have several in the book. And you just hope it's your time. But clearly, this weekend is very different than the 500. But it doesn't mean that it doesn't carry a lot of significance and importance to our team. And to me personally, I've seen plenty of the hate, plenty of the, can't do it, can't compete with the kids, can't whatever. So to be able to silence some of that, and I thought we did a bit at Mid-Ohio, but it's nice to see a good step forward, finally, in the car, the way that I want it to drive, and it's starting to come together. So, the mystique of Indy and the things that happen and all of that are alive and well, But the reality is we still had to make it happen this weekend or today. Everything's kind of slammed in here. And we've done a pretty good job so far.
We'll go Lewis and then Wolfgang and then Patrick. Yeah. Go ahead.
Over to your left. I got it right. As a driver, rather than the place, do you see any analogies or maybe takeaways from your dad's struggles and coming back from 93 to your coming back?
Well, as I just said, I think Indy's very different, but I also think if you know you look at Indy next year for the team, I guarantee you, you see a vastly, vastly, vastly different RLL and 2024 at Indy 500 than what you saw this year. And as I said to somebody else, you know, as sad as it was, what happened in May, in some ways it was a blessing. It had to happen for the team to wake up, you know, for us to focus on doing the right things and make a big difference for May. I think we've as bad as May was, we accomplished that goal. And I think you'll see a very different team next year. But again, the here and the now is quite different than that. We were very strong here in May. We had three cars in the top eight in May. We have three cars in the top eight here this weekend. The biggest victory for us so far this weekend is that things have translated. If you look at last year, we were strong here in May, but we were not good in August at the Brickyard. And so this year, it's been able to translate. That's a nice step in the right direction. So we're excited by that. And hopefully, as I keep saying, we can go out and have a heck of a good day tomorrow.
Let's go Wolfgang, Nate, and then Patrick. Wolfgang, go ahead.
Graham, first, congratulations. Two questions. Number one, you retrim the car now in race trim in the final practice, or is it already more or less identical for the race? And you said earlier you had a very long brake pedal in Q3. What was the reason? Was there maybe air in the brake system? Or what?
I don't know. You know, to answer the brake question first, we bled them. You know, we think we get it all out. The one thing I will say with these brakes is, if you rebuild the calipers and stuff back at the shop, it's very, very, for some reason, it's exceptionally hard to get them functioning correctly afterwards, and it takes a lot of time. But hopefully we can figure it out for warm-up. Look, at the end of the day, too, we're breaking into turn one and qualifying there. One time I hit the brake pedal at the 300 board with a tailwind. That's not very long. So you're asking a lot out of these cars now with the mass and everything else that they are. Certainly they're not a cup car, but they're also not what an Indy car was 3-4 years ago, weight-wise. And yet you're braking later. You're asking even more of it. So the demand is very, very, very high on the brakes. As far as the trim, you know, it's actually, here is a risk reward. I mean, here you actually can trim the car out and take some downforce off. Typically, you do that for the race, not for qualifying. We've done that a lot in the past. I don't think you'll see us do that this time. You know, when you need to pass a lot is when you probably trim more. Hopefully, we don't have to pass a lot tomorrow, but we'll see. You never know how things go. But hopefully, have a good start, clean start, more importantly. And not have to worry about it.
Nate?
Graham, when you talked to a few of us in May before qualifying, you were pretty candid about you and the team were evaluating each mm-hmm. other. Where do things stand in this process, in that process, and does a day like today or even like a win tomorrow go a ways and kind of confirm you guys will stay together?
Yeah, I mean, it's you know, still a work in progress. Nothing's signed, nothing's changed. You know, my intentions are to stay. We've got an extremely, extremely good core group of sponsors, I think better than anybody else in the series, and that's growing for next year. There's no intentions to swap. I have talked to others, but that doesn't mean that I'm, you know, 1 foot out the door. I certainly wanted to, everybody knows this, I wanted to not only evaluate where the team stands, but myself. You know, I think it's important for me to take a step back and look in the mirror and, you know, figure out where do I want to go and what do I want to do. And, you know, running, qualifying on a pole helps those decisions for sure, knowing that you can still do it, knowing that you can be up front, and a win tomorrow would do it, would make it even sweeter. But at the end of the day, I think a lot of people just assume I'm going to retire at some stage soon. I mean, I'm only 34. I know I've been here for 100 years, but I still feel like I've got a little while left. But also the reality is that these young guys are really, really good now. You're seeing it in Cup too, right? I mean, these kids that are coming in are ultra prepared, way more prepared than I was the first time I drove an Indy car or anything like that. And so the competitive nature continues to rise, and it's nice to have a reminder that you belong, for sure.
And then also, no Ganassis, no Penske's in the Fast Six. Were you surprised by that? And does that mean anything or bode anything for tomorrow's race?
Well, I don't think it means much for tomorrow because, you know, in May I started, what, eighth. I got to fifth by the time we got into turn one, got hit by Kirkwood, went to dead last, finished ninth. So anything can happen here. I started 26th here and finished third in 2016. So, you know, anything can happen here. But, yes, it's a little bit of a surprise to see – you know, obviously Scotty Mack did a great job, but to see Joseph struggles and Will's the man around here. Everybody, I mean, he's how many times has he won here? Five or something?
Five,
a lot.
Five-time winner, yeah.
You know, so, you know, to see their struggles is a surprise. But race day is a different beast, so let's see how it goes.
We go Patrick and then Jordan over there. Go ahead.
To use your words, you've been here 100 years, but you're 34. That gives you some perspective, as Nate was saying, you know, you look around a little bit. Where is there anywhere you think can you go somewhere else and it'd be a better situation, or do you think it's probably better off just to try and improve where you are?
You know, it's I would say, as I just said a minute ago, the biggest blessing that we have as an organization, and I don't just say this because my dad is part of this, the biggest blessing we have as an organization is owners that are 100% committed to win and put it on the line day in and day out to make that happen. But not only that, we've got sponsors that are committed to it and relationships like I have with everybody on this suit, literally. We spend a lot of time cultivating that and trying to make those relationships stronger and stronger. But those are things that I value more than anything else. And when racing's all over, you know, relationships are what's going to carry you through the rest of your life, not race wins, not pole positions, nothing else. And so, you know, those relationships are critical to me, and I want to make sure we continue to deliver for them. So I think that's ultimately most important.
Time for a couple more. Jordan, go ahead.
Jordan Bianchi, The Athletic, to your left. This is the third weekend here of the NASCAR IndyCar doubleheader here. Is in looking ahead to next year, it's unlikely it's going to continue here. Is this something you'd like to see continue somewhere else? And is this
love
good
it.
For you? Love it.
Yeah, I mean, I told Ryan Preece yesterday we were doing some United Rental stuff, and Austin Hill was there as well. We were talking. I mean, I just don't understand why we don't do this more. You know, I think for a long time people look at IndyCar, NASCAR as competition. The reality is there's a lot of crossover, and frankly, I don't know why we don't try to raise each other's game and be there. Oval races, road, doesn't matter on an oval how much quicker an IndyCar is going to be or not. It really is irrelevant to the entire show. I think our job today in motorsports is to keep the current fans engaged and excited and get new ones drawn to the sport. And NASCAR and IndyCar have a very interesting opportunity because we race in a lot of the same places. If you look at the Roval or you look at opportunities like Texas, various places like that, I see no reason why we don't do this more often than not. I think I don't know what the schedule is going to be. It seems unlikely that we're going to be here together next year. But I certainly hope that everybody that we can all put our heads together, and motorsports needs each other right now to keep the you know, the energy behind it and keep the sports moving in the right direction. I think we should just keep working together.
Let's do Chris, and then we have to wrap it up back in the corner. Go ahead, Chris.
Graham, there were some personnel changes earlier this season after what happened in the month of May. Could you elaborate a little bit on what personnel changes were made to your car and how the philosophy is different now, you know, setup-wise, going to the track where you had the great result at Mid-Ohio in qualifying and now you're on pole?
Yeah. You know, I'll just say this. The individuals that are no longer with us are tremendous people, and I have – a lot of respect for them, and I personally do not point the finger at them. I don't. Unfortunately, in the position that we're in, something's got to change, and that's what happened. I would say the biggest evolution, frankly, is I think I've said this for years, But I think when it comes down to the shocks, to damping, we were way behind. I think we're still behind. I know it's a little weird to hear me say that sitting here, but compared to what we know some other teams are doing, I think we were way off target, and those things have been accelerated recently. But not only that, I think truly utilizing the technology that we had more, whether it's simulation technology, whether it's all the people together to do data analytics and all that stuff that we were only scratching the surface of, that we're doing much deeper now. I think those things are all just starting to show, which is a positive.
Wrap us up in the corner. Go ahead.
All right, so you alluded to kind of earlier about the crazy ups and downs you've had at this race alone, especially on the starts. It seems every time you have a good start, you're going to get T-boned by somebody and have to work your way back from 29th. Going into tomorrow, being on the pole, how are you going to look into your strategy on the start? Are you going to try and just run away from it, or are you going to try and just get through that first lap and then go from there?
No, I think for me, you know, the objective's got to be to go. Mid-Ohio, I played it safe, and I thought, oh, you know, I'll let kind of Colton lead for a little bit, and hindsight, with everything that had happened, I wish I hadn't, and wish, you know, I had a really good opportunity to pass him on lap five at Mid-Ohio, and I should have. I tried to play it too smart, too conservative, and it haunts me a little, because I think had that first stint, we've been able to get a 15-second gap or something like that. It would have nullified some of the other issues that we had, but, you know, tomorrow for me, hopefully Christian and I can get off clean, not be under too much pressure behind. I mean, we will be because of the characteristic of the track, but hopefully nothing happens, and we can get through 1-2 and then just frankly go. I think both of us have really good cars. I think both of us have cars that are going to be consistent tomorrow. Firestone brought a good alternate tire back. The 2021 tire is back. So I think that's going to be the preferred, and see what plays out. I do feel like something happens here a lot, but I would like a fairly straightforward race. That would be a nice thing.
And the likelihood of that happening is?
God knows, but everybody say a prayer tonight.
Heartwarming to see you back on P1. Congratulations, Graham.